We continue our learning. Le'ilinish, Mas Davin ben Menachem Rush, and Ham Yaakov, Mepichas Leo, we're in Yevamos, Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Dalin. And we already mentioned that we permit a woman to remarry based on even one aid, and that aid could even be a woman, it could even be a relative, and this is because of Takanos Agunos, in order that she remarried, to testify that the husband passed away, so she can remarry. The Mishnah is, though, going to teach us that there are five women who are not believed. We're afraid, and Bar Tanur explains that time of the Kulu, why these five women not believed, Neshe Sono Sosa. They hate this woman. The woman they're testifying about whose husband passed away, they hate her for some reason, we'll see. And maybe their intent is to really to get her into trouble. They're going to testify the husband died when he really didn't. She's going to remarry based on that. The kids will be from a new marriage, will be mamzerim, she'll be usher to the new husband, usher to the old husband. So therefore, we don't believe these women. Who are they? So the Mishnah says like this: Hakol ne'eman lahaida, anyone is believed to testify for a woman that husband passed away. Chutz mechamosa. So we begin with the first on the list. Chamosa means her mother-in-law. Mother-in-law, we assume that there's hatred for her daughter-in-law. She fears her daughter-in-law is going to consume all of her efforts, all of her possessions. Bar Tanura says, Chamosa sonasa she'omeres b'liba. She says, Zos tochal, kolam ali. My daughter-in-law is going to eat up, literally consume all of my efforts, all of my possessions. Who else is on this list? Bas Chamosa. Bas Chamosa is her mother-in-law's daughter, her sister-in-law, this woman's sister-in-law, also cannot testify that the husband passed away. Why? Because she resents her sister-in-law, who's going to end up, as the Bartender says, Zos Tirash Kol Amal Aviva Imi. This, my sister-in-law here, or my brother's wife, is going to end up consuming all of the possessions of my parents, which I should get some. Vitzarasa. Who else? Co-wife, that we know. We know that each one is trying to get the affection of the husband. So co-wife, certainly one co-wife cannot testify for the other co-wife that the husband passed away. Vivimta, this is the sister-in-law. I mean, her husband's, but the husband was speaking about who potentially may have passed away, the husband's brother's wife cannot testify for this woman. Why? She realizes that if her husband passes away, the brother-in-law is going to perform Yibam and they'll become co-wives. And so therefore, this is a concern even before they become co-wives. Yivim Tar cannot testify for either. Now you'll say, what about if they both have children or there's no Yibum, or they're sisters, let's say, so there's no Yibum anyway. So there we say, no, it doesn't matter. Even though they officially would not become co-wives because of some technicality in Yibum, nonetheless, Yivim Tar, sister-in-law, husband, brother's wife, cannot testify. And last on the list is Bas Ba'ala, a stepdaughter, same thing, Tochal Kalamala, is coming in the place of my mother, and this is she's going to consume everything as well. So husband's daughter, which is cannot testify for this woman. So now the Mishnah wants to know, my ben get lemisa. What's the difference between a case of get and a case of misa? What does it mean? So if you look at Maseches Gittin in the second parak Beis, Mishnah Zion, the Mishnah says, Af hanashim she'ena ne'emanos lomar meis ba'ala ne'emanos lohavies gitav. Someone's delivering a get from far away. You have to say that this get was written and signed in front of me. So the Mishnah there says that a woman can deliver a get and can testify that this get is a kosher get. And that is true even if it's one of these five women. So why do we believe her? You bring a get, maybe the whole thing is a lie. And the whole purpose of bringing a get is to make this woman think that she's divorced, when really she's not. She'll remarry and they'll get into trouble. So shouldn't we be worried about this as well? Why would we allow the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law, the stepdaughter, etc., to deliver a get? So the Mishnah explains the difference. Shaksav mochiach. The difference is that there we have the writing. There is a get, not just relying on the testimony. We have a get that's written, that they're holding. So since they're not relying only on their testimony, we have a get. Therefore, even these women, we believe to deliver a get. Now the Mishnah says like this, Eda Omer Meis. One aide comes in and says that the husband died. So Vinises, and based on that, the woman remarries. Uva Acher V'amalomes. And then another aide comes and says, no, he's machish, says hachasha. He contradicts the first, and he says, no, the husband did not die. Harezu lo teitze. This woman does not leave. So what does that mean? It means, based on that original testimony, she and Beis Din made this ruling that she can remarry based on the testimony of the first aide, she does not have to leave her husband because we can rely on the first aide. And the Gemara even says that it doesn't have to be where Vinises, at least according to one position. Even if Beis Din permitted her, gave her that allowance based on the first aide to remarry, that's sufficient. And the Mishnah's chiddush here is that even though she didn't remarry just yet, but we ignore the aide that says lo meis. Why is that so? Because when the Torah believes one aide when it comes to the case of aguna, we really treat that one like two aidim. So we treat them like two aidim. One based and makes a ruling based on that aid. They're accepting that aid as if it's two aidim. That being the case, another aide who comes afterwards, after based and orally makes a ruling that she can remarry, another aide is only considered one person. One person against two is meaningless. And therefore, she's able to remarry based on that first aide, even if this other aide came before she remarried. Certainly if she remarried. And others say, no, only if she remarried, only b'dieved is it true, she doesn't have to leave. Different ways to understand this. Then the Mishnah says, so that was halacha one. Eid omer meis v'niseis uva achar v'amalo meis harez lo tetei. She does not have to leave. She doesn't have to leave. We explain it. Hetera harishon, that permission to remarry based on that first aid, she's able to do so. Then the Mishnah says, Eid omer meis ushnaim omrim lo meis. Here you have a case where one aide says the husband died, two says the husband did not die. Even if she did remarry, she has to leave that new husband. She has to be divorced because that one is nullified by the two. Now, the Gemara says that we're dealing with, in this case, all people who are generally psule edus, women, avadim, etc. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us that when it comes to psule edus, people who generally are disqualified, in a case like this, two will win over one. So where one, let's say we're talking about an eved. One eved says the husband died, and two say the husband did not die. Even if she remarried, already she has to leave. But if one aide is a kosher, and that first aide who says the husband died is kosher, and the other two were psule edus, let's say were avadim, so then we say once she was permitted to remarry based on the aidus of a kosher aid, that first time, that one aid, she doesn't leave that original heter, because in such a case, we view the psule aidus, those two avadim who came afterwards, like only one aid. And therefore, this is no different than a case of where one aid said mace, and then another one aid said lo mace, where lo tetze, that's the way to understand this halacha. Shnayim omer meis, the aid omer lo meis. So two said the husband died, and one said, no, the husband did not die. Afal pi shaloni says, even if she did not marry yet, or when that one aid came and said a lo meis, Tina says she's permitted to remarry. The Gemara says as well, we're talking about psule edus here, and the Mishnah is coming to teach us that we're able to follow the rov deos, the majority of psule edus, whether it's lakula or lachumra. Here is where we're going to follow it. We had both. We have a case where, in the previous case, we followed it where it was lachumra, meaning we told her, Tetzah, you have to leave. Here we'll follow psule edus. We'll follow them, of course, even Lakula, that she can remarry based on a majority of psule edus. Perek Tesvav Mishnah, hey, achas omeres meis v'achas omeres lo meis. What happened? A person has two wives, and they went with him overseas with their husband. Okay, and now the two women come back, and one says meis ba'ali, and the other says no lo meis. Now, they were married to the same husband, so someone's lying. So Zosha Omeris Mace Tinase Vititol Ksuba. How do you like this? So the one who says, no, my husband died, is able to remarry based on her testimony, and she can even obtain the ksuba. And the fact that her tsara, her co-wife, is being machish or is contradicting her, it doesn't make a difference, because her tsara is not believed to testify for someone else, so therefore we don't believe her, at least with respect to the co-wife who says the husband did die. Viz says the Mishnah, though, Vizosha Omeris Lomes, and the Tsara, the co-wife, who says the husband, when we went overseas, he did not die. Lotina Save Lotitoksuva. She's believed regarding herself. She cannot remarry, and she cannot collect her ksuva. The Gemara says that this would be true even if she then retracted and said, you know what, really, the husband did die. And she gave what we call an amasla, some type of excuse to explain by saying, you know, I only said that in order to drive my co-wife crazy and to get all nervous. That's why I said the husband didn't really die. But I was kidding. He really did die. Doesn't matter. The Gemara says she's still asked to remarry and she cannot accept her ksuva. We believe her edus that the husband did not die. That amasa, that excuse, is meaningless. Achas omeris meis v'achas omeris neherag. These two tsaros come back from overseas regarding, and they're testifying regarding their husband. One says he died, one says he was killed. So Rabbi Meir omer ho'el umachi shozo ezo hare elu lo yinasu. Rabbi Meir says since they're contradicting one another, now they can't remarry. Now, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir really argues on the ratio of the Mishnah as well, where one said mace, one Sara said mace, one said lo mace. He believes they're not allowed to remarry. So therefore, there's no chiddush. We should know this already. But the Mishnah is coming to teach us the following chiddush in the Sefer, that even though they are both testifying that he's not alive, since they're contradicting each other, one says he just died, the other says he was killed, how he was died, so therefore they're going, it's usher for them to remarry. Even Rabbi Meir would agree to that case as well. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Hoil Vizu Modos She'en Kayam Yinasu. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Meir. They hold, since they're both testify, they both admit that the husband's not alive, they both can remarry. This is not considered a hachasha regarding their marriage, and that's the halacha. The Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud-Beis Halacha Chav Dalid, paskens this way. One woman said mace, one said nerag. They, even though they're tzaros, nonetheless, they both can remarry. That's not considered a contradiction. Eid omer mace, ve'eid omer. One aid says mace, ve'eid omer lo mace. So you have a case where one says the husband passed, one aide testified for the woman, the husband passed away, one said lomes, or the following, isha omeris mes, v'isha omeris lomes. So here, the second case is the following. The Gemara assumes that this sefer case, what do you mean? Edachad says mace, Edachad says lomes. And then it says, Isha says mace, V'isha omeres lomes. What's that? So the Mishnah is going to tell us, Hare zulo tinasei, since the Eid Hasheni came before they were matihar to remarry, based on the first Eidus, so lo tinasei. They're not already now. What is this case Isha Omer? So the Gemara says this is true even if it's her tzara, even if it's a tzara who's coming. And therefore, who's the Stam Mishnah here? It must be like Rabbi Meir, who holds that if the tzaros contradict one another, they're not allowed to remarry, which was against the ratio of our Mishnah. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah here. What we're saying is, one says mace, one says lo mace, Isha says mace, Isha says lo mace, and that's even tsaros, the harezu lo tinase. Why? Because the Beis Din didn't give any heter yet. So now we have a suffer. We're not sure what to do. This is a real achasha. She can't remarry based on that. There is an opinion in the Gemara, however, that if one tsara says mace habal, and one says lo mace, even Rabbi Meir holds that the one who says mace, the one who says mace, is able to remarry. Like the ratio of our Mishnah. I thought Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that no, that tzaros we don't treat. The tzaros Rabbi Meir treated very differently. He says that they makish one another lo yinasu, even the one who says mace. So this opinion says no. Even Rabbi Meir agrees that the tzara who says my husband died is able to remarry. Why? Because if a tzara is not believed to testify about her friend that the husband died, so then she can't be made that the husband died. She also can't be believed to say that he did not not die. And therefore, this woman should be able to remarry based on the fact that she believes she's testifying that the husband died. So this is not considered a hachasha. Ah, where does Rabbi Meir disagree? But if they are machish one another, they contradict, where one says mace and one says narag, that's our Mishnah. That's where Rabbi Meir would say that they are contradicting one another, and their edus is betela. So, different opinions. Some say Rabbi Meir disagrees with the Reisha Halacha at all, and Tsaros, we say the Tsara is who says mace is not allowed to remarry. And they'll say, no, Rabbi Meir really only argues on the case of mace and neharag. That's where he says, Ho'ilu machisho zuasu harezu lo yinasu. And he wouldn't disagree with the race of the Mishnah, different opinions. And in fact, though, the Rush rules like this.